All right, we're up to Siman Tesiv Beis. Last week we learned Sif Aleph, which is the dinim of Shaychad. We learn now about something called Shaychad Mugdam. Shaychad that's not given at the time that is it's given ahead of time what the din is. So it's going to surprise you as it surprised me. You would think Sheikh Mugdim is even more nefarious. Yeah, it's a worse thing. He's giving him ahead of time. Look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Im kadama teveya, v'shalach milcha ledayin. Interesting lashon. He sent a milcha, like a carbon. Shalach, he sent a gift to the dayin. Kaidim shiyazmin lenitva ledin. He sent him a gift before ahead of time, before the din Torah. Eina nitva yachol apaislai. So the other nitva can't say, apostle, you took a gift from him. Ela imkein hadayim reitza lach shaykh atzmai mi oisedin or lach shaykh atzmai. It was the lashon of chesuchei banim. So hadayim reitza lach shaykh atzmai probably mi oisedin. Maybe this chasidusai. I wouldn't call that midas chasidus if he's yedeya shenizkarav daitei lezeh. But he's saying is that we can't objectively passel him. If he sent him a gift ahead of time, we can't passel him totally. I guess so. There are cases where the person may not relate it.
The question is, what happens if he loses? Does he have a right to get it back?
Yeah, for sure not. I wasn't given that. Okay. So the Sma says in Sivkat and Vav, Eina Nitva Yachal Lepaislai, Afilu Mishash Shalach, I has to be asked him for Semes. That's a big chiddush. Even at the time, he knew there's a din Torah coming his way. Also, he can't passel him. In Zayin, Mevidas Chasidus, Kasev Mardach, Vayis Chavod, Hode Eine Elamidas Chasidus, Hainu, Kishaose Ken Ladain, Shaloi Bifnei Baldin Chaveroi. If he did it not in front of the Baldin, Aval, Bifana Vade Yasser, the Vade Yistatmu Tainoisav. If someone sees that the other fellow is giving him something, Yistatmu Tainoisav, he won't be able to taina properly, and then it's certainly Asamikadin. So, it seems here that it's mutter in such a case where, now, there seems to be a technical issue here. There seems to be a stira to the last thing we learned in Sif Aleph. The Pach asks that in Sif Aleph we said Sheikhat Devarim is also awesome. What is Sheikhat Devarim? Obviously you're not telling him, if you give him a gift, you say, okay, we're having an entire, here's a gift. Sheikhat Devarim means he talks to him, he praises him, he says things to him to find favor. That's obviously Sheikhat Mugdam. It's also ahead of time. And then we said, Afilu Sheikh Advarim is Asam in Adin. We said that it's considered Sheikhad. The Gemara's cases of Notel Gadfa Mine, the Rambam and the Mechaba hold his Maker Adin. The feather, he took a feather off his shoulder, or he helped him cross a bridge. Those are things that are Sheikh Advarim, they have no financial value. And there it said, it's the Mechaba held it, Asamikar Adin. COVID is also something. It's more valuable than money, okay? Could be. Mugdim? Well, I guess that's part of the question, is whether Sheikh Mugdim is. I saw they bring in the biography of Mrs. Zalman Meltzer when he was still in Slutz. This had to happen. Somebody sent him from Mishloach Manis, sent him a cow. That sounds a very funny thing to send a rabbi, but there was a cow that he'll have milk from. I mean, they had cows in Slutsk. And he sent him a cow and some food with it. It would be two manas. So he said him a cow and something else. So it was a rich guy. So that's the Mishloach Manos. He sent him a cow. Okay. So a month later, he writes, like an Isruchak Pesach, it says, so this fellow sent him the cow, came to him for a din Torah. So as soon as he came to him, he went out, got the cow, and gave it back to him. Said, okay, now it'll be done, the din Torah. That's what he said. So the shaila they have there is, was the person Yaisa Mishloach Manos? It's funny, he had a month's worth of milk, he had benefits, I don't know, just as he gave back the cow. Didn't came up to his wife, he says, look what I got. Okay, so before I discuss Dina of Ribis Mugdamas, of Shaykhan Mugdam. Right. So he was not Midas Chassidus, apparently.
So before he was elevated him within, he actually was talking about here, but he was elevated to him within.
Right. So that's also Mitam Midas Chassidus.
Right. So that's the part of the chiluk
between
the Sif Aleph is talking about if he was elevated.
If Sif Aleph is Dafka, so that could be. It could be, you're saying a Chiddush. Actually, the Bach says Sif Aleph Ribis Devorim is after he's Tavayim Ledin, like you're saying. And Ribis Mugdem, Sheikhad Mugdem, is before. So, but that would be a Chiddush. That would mean that Ribis Devorim, that's also Ribis Mugdem, maybe. It's Mutas only Al-Hasas Midas Chasidus.
The Gemara, it seems
but it was sort of by Semaisa. Yeah, that's what he says. By Semaisa, why'd you come? And he told them for that.
It's such a plain as not the table.
Right. That's why it's an example of something it's only with Devarim, Sheikha Devarim. It's not Sheikha Devarim. It has no value. So, I don't know, I'm telling you, God has a sense of humor. He always sends me schayra. Somebody once asked me, I came back from a flight and I told over a story on the plane. So somebody came over to me, he said, I don't understand. I fly all the time, I never have any stories. You fly twice a year and you have stories. So I told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone his parnasa. Stories are my parnasa, part of what I, Rav needs. You're a businessman, you don't need. So on the plane, you know, you do your business. So this happened last night here in the shul on the way out. It was within a couple of hours. So somebody on the way out comes. He says, my son-in-law or my grandson, or somebody had asked me to ask you the following, Shaila. He says there's apparently a yeshiva football league that plays every Friday afternoon. There are people they pay to be part of a league. And he, the one asking Shaila, is a madrech, he's a counselor there. And the counselor is the quarterback. So he's a quarterback. So he said one of the fathers came over him during the week and gave him $20. And he said, do me a favor, pass the ball to my son. Make sure you pass the ball to my son. So he comes over to me, he asks, is that Shaykhad? He wasn't asking, is he allowed to pass the ball? He was asking, could he keep the $20? Like if I was a Mr. Zalman, I would have kept the cow. I would have said, go find a different diet. Why do you give me back the cow? Keep the cow and go get a different diet. But okay. So this is what he asked me yesterday, whether it is an issue.
What's his name?
What? So the first thing that comes to mind is that he's not a diet. He's a diet. He has a job. So turn back to Pesachei Tshuva Aleph on the page before, brings something which is definitely something of a Chiddush. He says, it's a one-liner, Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. Simetes, Sivkot Na'alef, Pesachei Tshuva. I am Asil Kaman Lamedal Sif Yudches, Sivkot Nchavches, Pshei Popula Charifta, Lav Daf Kedayin, Elhu Adin Nemonim Alat Tzibur. I don't know what he means. It means it's Meikar Adin. It's Meikar Adin. I looked in Siman Lamed Dalet in the Pesachei Tshuva there. I can't see clearly. he means it's also Mikra Adin. If you're a Mamuna Alatzibur, so it's also a type of Dayanis. You also have a certain power that the Tzibur gave you, and you're not allowed to take Shechet for it. Is that what it means?
The Rebbe can't take it.
And they give a gift. You give a gift, but you're not saying, here's a gift, and do this. That's understood. Okay. It's, what? Tip before her, you mean, you're supposed to. Yeah, you told me, you go to the valet, give him 20 bucks, and he parks your car right in front. So is that Shaykhad? So maybe it's only Mamun al Tzibur? What's the gather here? Mamun al Tzibur? What? He is sort of a Mamun. He's given certain kaifas. I looked, what? In the football game it is. Because everyone wants to get the pass to him. And, they don't want it badly enough to give $20, but they...
The councils get gifts from them. Like day one, they can bring the son in and take care of my son on the trip.
So maybe it depends on the gather. I'll tell you, Rev Zilberstein has a 5-volume Shiurei Torah L'Raifim. He gave Shiurim for doctors, and someone wrote up his Shiurim, and it's a 5-volume set. It's a very interesting set, and Yerachmiel has it. Which shelf? Where do you have it? In the house?
Third from the left, and fourth. From the
it's top. Worn out. It's well used.
No, it's a present from Rabbi Matri.
You didn't use it yet. Okay. So you look in the first volume.
Let's move on.
You'll find it. He has in the first volume. Yeah, these are shiurim. They're not. Leila Shabbat is very geschmack to learn, but they're not, you can't pask him from there. He sent out Shiurei Torah L'Raifim, they sent it to Rabbanim in America for free. I got a set. And there, he has two shiles. The first shile he has is the person who buys medication for the hospital, I would say occasionally, gets gifts from the medicine manufacturers. They get gifts from them, and the question is, what? Oh, the doctors, they get free samples, they get gifts on top of that. Okay, anyway, we'll pretend we didn't hear that. What? They stopped it, you can't. Could they send to your wife? They can't send to family members either? Okay. No freebies, they don't send free samples? Really? That's funny. now, seriously speaking, he has a shaila, whether there's a isser of shaychad. Somebody is appointed to buy his shaychad. He said, why is it different than a broker? A broker gets a fee. If someone arranges a sale, if someone works for a medicine manufacturer and he arranges a sale to a hospital, so a broker is entitled to money. So he writes there, the difference between a broker and our case is a broker is a middleman between a buyer and a seller. Here, he is the buyer. He's not a broker. He's the buyer. He's the one in charge of buyer. So whenever it's just two people, the seller and the buyer, so the buyer, if he's Mumuna Alatzibur, if you buy apples for your house, and someone pays you to buy apples for yourself, that's fine. But when it has to do with the Tzibur, he says that's the difference where you're allowed to take, you're not allowed to take. And therefore in the first Shaila, he says that you're not allowed to take money. Now, when I read that, I was wondering, does he mean dafka where a decision is made? In other words, the buyer has to decide whether to buy one type of medication or another type of medication. He has to decide what to buy, so he could buy this, he could buy that. What happens if it's all the same? Let's say the hospital uses a car service to deliver. So what's the difference which car service? Not different medication. So someone gives him money for someone provides whatever it is, milk to the hospital. So it's all the same milk. So they pay you to buy milk from them. It's not like Sheikhad. By Sheikhad, the cheshad is that it'll cloud your judgment. It'll affect your judgment. It says in the pasuk, you saw the Brit Tzadikim. So the question is, does he mean to answer even in a case, only a case dumya de Sheikhad, where it'll cloud your judgment? Or even in a case where, what's the difference? I'm buying the same, car service, it's the same eggs, same milk. Whether that's usser also. Now I think in America, I think it's usser. Legally, I don't think it's mutter, but, apidin, it's hard to know, and it's all the same why it should be that way.
By a doctor, he makes the patient that prescription, that remedy, instead of what he would normally give, because he has an idea.
So that's what I'm asking. Is it dafka where there's a choice of medications and they use this instead of another, so there it's usher. But where it's all the same, just the question of who's going to bring it to you, who's going to deliver it to you, maybe there it should be different. Excuse me? Assuming it's the same, yeah. Assuming he's the middleman delivering, like I said, delivering milk or delivering... It's an interesting question. I don't know. He points you to Siman Lamed Aleph, which I'd like to point out in a minute. But I don't know. I see the Pesach Tshuva. I don't see Chalkin. He's quoting a Papalei Charifta, which is Taisis Yantiv. So. Yeah, you're supposed to throw the ball to the one you think has the odds of catching it. So his child's in the league, that's what they offer. That's what they sell. They sell people should be in the league. But the quarterback, he's supposed to throw it. That point is to win the game. So he's supposed to throw it. It's a long game, yeah. But a good quarterback thinks each one counts. So you're right. Let me tell you the second Shiloh, and what you're saying is the Geah. He has a second Shiloh, which I think the first one was Yudalin, and this Tezvav. Tezvav, he has a doctor that recommended a surgeon. So the surgeon sends him a gift to thank him for doing it. Now, presumably he'd like him to send him someone else for surgery. So he has a question whether you can take a gift, the doctor, for sending someone for surgery. I would think surgery is a lot worse than medication, you know. But there he writes, no, there it's mutter. If he knows it's going to cloud his judgment, of course he shouldn't do it. But it's not included in Shaycha. What's the difference? So he says, like Baruch is saying, he says, the first case, you're mumun al tzibur. You're the buyer for a hospital. You're given a trust. You're given a job to do. So you're mumun al tzibur. The second case, you're working for yourself. You're not a mumun al tzibur. So, if you have a cross test to judge, because you won, you have to spend the money. You could give your doctor a thank you, but the doctor, the surgeon giving the referral, the doctor referred him money. That's a shayla. Because now he's going to refer more people for surgery. So, you know, it's going to cloud his judgment. See, he says there, look, if it clouds your judgment, you can do something wrong. You know how to do things wrong. But b'torah sheichad, to be part of sheichad, he says that's not a case of sheichad. You're not a middleman. A sheichad is a mumun al tzibur. And he considers a mumun on a hospital to be mumun al tzibur. What? I want to clarify. I'm not saying it's a good idea or not a good idea. I'm just, he's saying a technical thing that it's not included in Sheikhad. It's not Sheikhad. Sheikhad is when you have a position and your position is being influenced by people. If someone comes over to a fellow in the street and he says, do me a favor, hand out flyers for my surgery company or for my pizza store. You're allowed to hand it out. You're getting paid to recommend the pizza store. What's wrong? So what? You're not a mamun al tzibur. You could try to tell people. If somebody has a child who has a business, he tells his friends, go use the business. So that's shaykhah. Maybe he's not the best. There's no shaykh. His point is, shaykhah is on someone who has a position. It's not, shaykhah is not on someone who... Oh, you mean the doctor who gets paid? I'll tell you. I have a surgeon that did surgery on my leg in 1995. He specializes in this type of surgery, and he's a highly regarded doctor. I'm very makatayf to him. Two reasons. First of all, Baruch Hashem, he saved my life. I mean, he took out a cancerous bone, and I walk around. And secondly, when he used to go for my checkups, and he saw me waiting, he waved to me to come in the side room, because you got to wait like 2 hours by him. So he waved to me. Now, I do have to tell you, on the way down in the hospital, I went to they have a gift store, and I sent up a platter of chocolates every time he did that. It was worth it to me. Maybe it was Sheikhat also, I don't know. But I sent a platter of chocolate. What? Oh, so he brought me in early. So, you know something? All his patients are old people. And they're all kvetching. And I came in, and I was nice to him, and I thanked him, and a young guy. And, you know, when I went in for surgery, Moish dropped me off that day, remember? I went in, so they put, in the pre-surgery, they put groups of two in the room to, you know, to get dressed. And so I was there with somebody who obviously didn't love Jews. And a man was having surgery, his wife was with him. She looked at me with such eyes. She said, you're young. You'll have the surgery, you'll be well. My husband's an old man. Who knows what's going to be with him? She talked to me like such a bitter way. I said, lady, when your husband was my age, he didn't need surgery. What are you jealous of? In my age, he didn't need surgery. He went straight through. You mean jealous that, like, it didn't make any sense? She needed to show that. Anyway, getting back here, it's like a little, at first glance, it's counterintuitive that a doctor can take money for surgery and for recommending a surgeon. It's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, it's not shaykhad. The parsha of shaykhad is when someone has a position and a position of trust and he takes money for doing what he's supposed to do. And that clouds his position of trust. When someone just trusts you, so it's not ben machavera. You shouldn't be recommending something that's not good for him. Could be left either. But it's not shaykhad. Shaykhad is where you're in a position to do something for some of trust, to do something. Actually, mamuna latzibor is the lashon. The pharmacy. He's making a distinction in the pharmacy shiloh. In the pharmacy shiloh, the purchaser was given a position of trust by the tzibur. He's the middle person. He's supposed to be between the sellers and the buyers and the users. And he's given a position to do his best, to do whatever he's doing. So that's shaykhad. Shaykhad is someone is given a position to be someone who goes in between. So in the last case, a doctor, his job is to heal. The job is to heal. Now, if he heals, he tells the guy, you know, this person, I recommend him as a surgeon. So that's not part of his, the trust, the fellow may choose to trust him. You don't get paid for the recommendation. You can't build insurance for making a recommendation. You build for what you're supposed to do. He's not a mamuna to, it could be if you have a referral company. It could be. If somebody has a referral company and gets paid to refer us, so that would seem to be shaykhad. He's a mumuna of some sort.
And the doctor will use this guy's drug over his, because he gave the doctor a gift. The doctor will refer this surgeon over someone else who has been better, because he gave the gift.
So the problem is a problem. But the word is, what he's saying is, that's not the parsha of shaykhad. The parsha of shaykhad, which originally is by a dayan, so we're extending it to kol ha'mamun al hatzibur. other people who have self-interest at heart and make bad recommendations, it's an issue, but it's not Shaychad. Shaychad is when a Mamuna Aletzibor lets himself be influenced to change what he's doing. This is what he's saying. It's not Shaychad. It's a bad idea, but it's not Shaychad. The question isn't, when he says, use him, he's a better doctor, that's fine. When he says, use a better doctor, because the person gives him money for every referral, that's where the issue comes up. Now, it's not a right thing to do, but Shechar, it's not. That's what he's saying. The Issa Deraisa has rules. Every Issa Deraisa has rules. Nevela is Nevela based on certain rules. Somebody says, I'm not eating any meat because of Nevela. So that's, if you want to eat Machi, you can eat Machi. There's no Shaykhus to Halacha. So someone says, I'm not taking money for anything because of Shaykhad. There's no Shaykhus to Halacha. You have to know what's the din of Shaykhad. And then you have to know what's a bad idea. It's a bad idea for a doctor to take money for referring to a surgeon because he's going to keep on referring to him. I don't know what the deal is. He's referring people for years and now to the same person. He trusts him. You know, sometimes as years go on, a person becomes less competent also. It also happens. So I have to tell you, I started to tell you, my doctor, I'm not supposed to praise Goyim, but I'm a makatoif to him. My surgery was in 95. Nearly 20 years later, my shver had a problem with the bone from the shoulder to the elbow. What's that bone called? From the shoulder to the elbow. The arm, what? Humerus. Quite humorous. So I took him. I said, I'll go with you, Dr. Boland. I went with him, Dr. Boland. He scheduled surgery. He came in the day before surgery. For the pre-surgery, he took an x-ray, and Boland saw the x-ray, and he said, it's growing back. I'm shocked. He was supposed to surgery the next day. He said, I can't in good conscience do the surgery. And as he talked about his surgery in Sloan Kettering, and $50,000 he certainly was getting for it. And he said, I can't in good conscience do it. I felt like asking him, if you were 30 years old, would you have had to have said the same thing? You know, but, and he canceled the surgery. And Baruch Hashem, he did without it. But they were supposed to take out the bone, put in a rod. So there's a lot. What?
The lawsuit would have cost them more.
Nobody would have known once they pulled it out. Okay, at any rate, so this is an extension of Shaychad, which is a Chiddush Gadol. It's the one line in Pesachei Tshuva. But it's a big chiddush. Now, what does it say in Simin Lamed Daled? There it talks about, listen carefully, here we're talking about Ribbis Mugdam, not Ribbis, Shechad Mugdam, giving Shechad ahead of time. There it's talking about Shechad Mu'uchar. Now, what would you say logically? Dayim Paskin, the time is over. You went home. Are you allowed to send them a gift afterwards? Are you allowed to give him a gift afterwards? The Ramah there says, and Dayin Shadon Kvar, this is in the Ramah in Lamed Aleph Yudches, the end of the Ramah, Dayin Shadon Kvar, Uba HaBaldin Litein Loi Matana, Al Shehovat Meschusai. He's giving him a gift because... you know, you got it right. You got it right. Osir loy lekabloy. Osir loy lekabloy, and it says you're not allowed to be mekabel.
How ma'ochar is ma'ochar?
Oh, that's a good question. One second. Osir loy lekabloy, you're not allowed to be mekabel, and that's sheichad ma'ochar. You have sheichad mugdim and sheichad ma'ochar. And it's not, you're not allowed to be makabel. The Pesachei Tshuva is marach a little on this, what the Gedorim are.
This is the problem.
What?
This is
So the problem is, so the question is, what's the problem? What? But the rule is over. The rule is over. I mean, in the future, he'll have it in the back of his mind. Everyone will have it. It's not because of an appeal on the case. He doesn't mean because of an appeal. He means, it's just what he did. What? When you're there. Even if you're right, you're always nervous.
Maybe was a very questionable side.
I think people are always nervous when they go and they stand it. What? He might judge again. That's the question.
You shouldn't get in the habit of taking things. Once you justify here, you know.
You're making a gzeira. But it's funny. Shaychad mugdim is mutter, just if you know, it'll affect you. Shaychad mu'ocher, and not going to affect me anymore. And it's also mikra adin. I saw they bring. What? Yeah, but it's later. It's after the whole thing is over. Yes. Is that why? Because of new evidence? I don't know. It's if he already gave a judgment. So that's real sheichad. That's not mocher, it's not mugdam. It's real sheichad. Anybody who pays the judge while the din Torah is going on, that's real sheichad. That's not mugdam, it's not mocher. It's sheichad mikar adin. It's the sheichad mocher means that it's after the whole thing is over, and later on he sends him a gift. It's always to shayla. He sends him a shleich manis, a nice shleich manis. I don't know about a cow, but nicer than usual. What do you do? What do you do? I once had a din Torah over over an investment, and the question was the terms of the investment. There were some contradictions in the documentation, and so I sent a psak. Later, the side that won sent to the charity fund money, and they sent me an email. It's meiser on what we won. We have to give it stuck anyway. We're sending it to you. Now, is that sheichad mocher? Is that? I mean, what did they give me? It gave me the type of sana of the money. It's very hard to know. What? So, but I had the type of sana shabai. The type of sana of who did what? Type of sana. No, Tevis said, no, is I have the right to give it. Look. What? The problem is, not so easy to give back. If you give it to me, I can give it back. If I'm tzedakah, I can just give it back. It's a suffix in din. It's interesting. In Shulchan Aruch it says both ways, and it's a suffix if we pass Kentevis Anah. Depending
on which category it goes in, depending on how we pass Kentevis
Anah. It should depend. It may depend. Otherwise, it would be like Shecha Devarim has no value. Exactly. We pass the suffix as nafkamina by ribis. If you can lend someone money, and you say, I'm not allowed to take ribis from you, but I want you to do. I'm lending you money. I want you to shop in my store. You're not going to pay extra. You're going to pay the same thing. Instead of buying somewhere else, buy by me. So that's Teva Sanoa. In other words, yeah, I'm going to get the Teva Sanoa that you're going to buy by me. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says that it's Aser. And the first Shulchan Aruch say it's totally if Teva Sanoa moment, a lot moment, if it's real ribis or not. And Lamai says the Shabbat Erais.
He
does it on his own. So I'll tell you. It depends on his sneaker. It depends if it's nicker, if it's not so. The dinim, I keep on saying ribis instead of sheichad. But it's not so bad, I'll tell you why. the Michas Tinuch writes, and the Kesef Kodshim here on the page we're up to, in the first column, there's a lot of Kesef Kodshim here. He writes in Sif Beis, I mean, Misader Heterim. That's how he starts. But he doesn't have any big Heterim. But in the first column, the fourth line, Oy Matsasi, this Kesef Kodshim was taken from his notes. It keeps on saying Matsasi, Oy Matsasi. The one who published it says, I found these notes, I found that. Is the Gabi Midas Chassidus Shomer Chazalish Perik Shnei Dayane? That's I think Subas Daf Kofei. I def Rochas God for Apostle Asatzman Lamishpat. When he took a feather off his shoulder, he passed himself to din. Kaimelon Gabi Ribis Shegam Agdama Sholem Udvarim Yesh Behem Kpeda. By Ribis Devarim is if someone never said good morning to you, and now he starts saying good morning, you lent him money. Or other dvarim, or other words, let's say, praise, the words of praise. Yesh bam kapeda, it's awesome. Akaimalon sham, shemash ahaya noisin gabalavachi. If something he did anyway, he's saying about you every day. Oi, haya medabrikain, gabalavachi. Or he speaks this way, nothing to do with the loan. Aim bezek kapeda, bidrora de ribis. And that, there's no kapeda, in Ribbis, so he did it anyway. If he sent you Mishlech Manis every year, and you lent him money, and now he's again sending you Mishlech Manis. So anything that he did anyway, there's no Ribbis. Hari Hafrachas Ha'if. What does he mean, Hafrachas? He means the feather?
Shoes away a bird.
What? Shoes away a bird. Masha Shumasha I think he's the Gemara's case of Gadfa. He would have done anyway. He would have taken the feather off his shoulder anyway. Bavadai, v'chi nikshru hagruim sheb v'chi nechshedu hagruim sheba'am b'nei Yisrael le mas chesek zeh meriayim. You think Yidim wouldn't take the feather off their friend's shoulders? That's something you do anyway. Masha shal kol zeh b'zeh midas chasidus l'mnei esasvay me'amishpat amishav shem shemarik. He's saying his gedder is. Just like by Ribbis. Something that you do b'laav hachi. Say here also, say you do b'laav hachi is mutter. So that's what it means. I taught Taisus and Ksubis Kofei says that it's only Mimidas Chasidus, that it's Aser, and Meikar Adin it would be mutter. So he's teaching what's mutter Meikar Adin. The thing is that, just like by Ribbis, it's the things you wouldn't have done. The same thing over here is the things you wouldn't have done b'laav hachi. That's what's Aser. Right, so that says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it says not to say thank you because of a loan. So Shlomo Zalman writes that nowadays no one appreciates someone says thank you. If you don't say thank you, you get angry. But you don't really feel a lot of, there's nothing positive about saying thank you. So he says really thank you is not an issue. But he says, look in the Torah Tumimah. In the Torah Tumimah on the Pasuk, he says the following. He says, that saying thank you is a shayla. So you should say to him, thank you for the tircha. No, it's not thank you for the loan. Thank you for the tircha. Now, when you say thank you for the tircha, I don't know if the other guy chaps that you, it's a frum kai to say thank you for the tircha. But, that's what the Torah Tumima suggests. So thank you is something of a question. But only because people today are not very not particularly appreciative of it. Now, what he's bringing the Michas Chinuch by Shaychad, I think it's Mitzvah Pei Gimel, makes sense. That he says that the dinim of Shaychad Mugdim, Shaychad Mu'char, are totally in the dinim of Ribbis Mugdemes, Ribbis Mucheres. There, in Dine Ribbis, says the following. He was talking about sending someone a gift, and in a month from now, you're going to ask him for a loan. So you want to send him the gift ahead of time. That's Ribbis Mugdamas. Ribbis Mucheres is he did the loan. It's over. You paid him back. And later, you send him a gift because you feel appreciation to him. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says, this is the beginning of Hilchas Ribbis, Kursama Sifav, Osa Lahagdim HaRibbis, Oyla Acher, I see. We're not talking about thank you now. We're talking about a gift, an actual gift. You're not allowed to do it before or after. Ketzad. Nosan ain't of lulvais mimenu. For yimishagal leidairin. He plans to borrow from him, so he sends him a gift ahead of time. The Ramah is upirish b'shvil shilveyu. That changes everything. He says upirish, and he spoke out b'shvil shilveyu. That he means, I mean, it's not, he means to influence him. Or such a big gift that it's obviously for some ulterior motive. Zui ribis mekdemes, that's ribis mekdemes. Lava mimenu mihizalei ma'isav, if you borrow and pay back. Haya mishaga lai dairim bishil ma'isav shayi betelis etzlai. And you send them a gift, you say, look, your money, you weren't able to invest it, so I want to thank you. Zui ribis mucheres. Im avar va'asa kein harizah avak ribis. That ribis deraisa, it's not ribis ksutza, but that's the get. Now here, at least according to the Ramah, it's only aser if he says b'shil shel yaveyu, or it's nicker b'shil shel yaveyu. It has to be a dvarim anikarim. Now what that means, according to most paiskim, not according to the shach, but according to the paiskim achrayim, even if in your heart you're doing it for the ribis, but if it's not nicker and it's not spoken out, that it's mutter to do it. Because it's ribis derabanan. It's a type of mazik karibis, and that's why it's a problem. So the sheichad, apparently it appears that the dine sheichad are similar to the dine ribis in this regard. I think they take it to the gra that the gra compares it to ribis. I don't know how much of a rise. The gra is on the previous page. Grabeis, im lakhai, the question whether you have to pay back, he says there, he says to look at Tmuridav Beis, Dalaram and Beis, and he says, who had, beribis ktsutsa, who had in kan, he says the same thing by ribis, the same thing here, the Gra compares the two of them, and then in Gimel he says again, nilmat gam came in ribis, but mitsiyain hei. So the Gra says that the limudim here are from ribis. I think he says it a third time that the limudim are from ribis, and therefore it appears that the dinim of ribis mukdemes and sheichad mukdem are the same. If it's the davar anikar, that's where, at least like the Ramah, that's where it's us. Yeah, so there, it's talking about it's not nicker. We're here in Siman Tes. So here, Itaka says it's only us Amidas Chasidus. It's mutter. Here it says it's mutter. It's mutter is when it's not nicker to anybody. So then, if he knows in his heart, so then it's an issue. If not, then it's mutter. Here is Taka talking, like you say, where it's not nicker. And that's why it says that it's really mutter. Because here we're saying it's mutter. Ribbis was saying it's also when it's nicker. This is very geschmack. Here it's talking taka that it's not nicker, and therefore it's a mutabik adin. So interesting. What? Politicians. That's all part of the game of politics. The entire politics in America works that way. You find a way to find favor by somebody. It's the way it is. You want to know if it's mutar pi halacha? You know, it's like the Chavis Yor I read. You know, they're going to go against you unless you join the club. You know, it's really a mamun aletzibur, yeah. I don't know what to say, but the whole American politics is based on what? Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. Today's mayor is one of the rear mayors. He has principles. It's not going to help. Sotnik kisses up to him. He's not going to change. Not going to change anything. He has principles. Unfortunately, they're awful principles. They're against us. But, I don't know. Stam, he'll be in politics for a year. He'll already be corrupted by then. But right now, unfortunately, our enemies. Okay, let's, I asked the Shiloh last week. I didn't think I'll find anybody who talks about it. If a Dayan gets an envelope in the mail, or he gets flowers, you know, he realizes it's for one of the people. But he doesn't open the envelope, he leaves it sealed. So he doesn't open it, or he just takes it and throws it in the garbage. He doesn't know who sent it. It's sent out Sheikhad. Are you allowed to keep it? You don't know which side sent it. Is that mutter? So I wondered whether it's mutter or not. People, you know, said mystically it'll affect you anyway. I don't know if that's so pashut. Look in the Kesef Kadashim on the second column, about 10 lines up, Mishalacha Shalpurim. Means Mishalach Manah Shalpurim. Okay, it's about 10 lines up. Listen what you hear, Mamish Tiskai, Shaila, Mishalacha Shalpurim. Zekamashonim. He writes, this is the Buchacha Rav's writing, the Rav in the town. He was a Dayan. So he says, Mishalacha Shalpurim, Zekamashonim, Eneni Roya Aleim Klal, Kamashaleya Kolechad Ve'echad. I don't look at what I get from each person. Rak, he means his wife. How do you say? Zukasai, Zugasi, Shetichya, Bikabelas. My wife gets it. V'ishachar oise kaisev, k'dei leida l'mila hasha mishlaich vares. And I have somebody else who knows who to send back to. V'eini raya haksiva hi, I don't see who sent. V'zel ofanim, ofanim ishura sadin. K'mashati bakamacher. Listen why he sings ofanim ishura sadin. If somebody sends Mishlayach Manis, listen what he says. Yesh sex fake ala heter. If somebody sends Mishlayach Manis, make her a din, I could see who sent it. But tav sex fake. Listen to this sex fake. Yesh safik, shema in kavaras habashmeach lidroar de shaykhad. Maybe one safik is maybe it's not meant to shaykhad. He would send it. Hey, shaleh kain mitzapurim balay habishbat. Maybe he would send it anyway. That's one safik. The second safik. The safik, even if he wouldn't send it all the time, Shema, because it's a svek. Maybe this is what he sends every year. If it's not what he sends every year, maybe he sent more because this year he made a lot of money. So he's sending out generous mishlayach manis. Does that sound like kula chad sveika? Huh? It's all one suffix. He's sending him a shaykhad on that. It sounds like... What? It's shaykhad mugdim. So he's saying he's being machver in shaykhad mugdim. It's me the chassidus. You're right.
Is he the
Eshel Avram? Eshel Avram and Archaim, yeah. So it's I don't know, to me it's a funny sveika. There is a Taz in Hilchus Treifus who says by sveika, he asks if an animal is dairus, if a wild achaya is dairus a behema, then we'll chayshish for treifus. So he writes, the Shulchan Aruch says, if there's a tumult in the barn, it sounds like a lion or something got in. So somebody runs into the barn and scared away the animal. Now he scared away the achaya. Now he wants to shecht. So it says it's svek svek. Maybe the animal that came in was dairus. This one, maybe it wasn't dairus. And if it was dairus, we don't know for sure that he made a treif. It could be it didn't go beyond the meat of the animal. And it wouldn't, it didn't make a treif. So it's a svek sveka. No, I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. It's actually shema nichnes, shema loy nichnes. Maybe he went in, maybe he didn't go in. It is Salam and Nichnis, even if he got in, Shema Daras, Shema Loi Daras. So you can't see, you can't see the animal. So the Taz, yes, is Kulachad Sveika. Who cares if he came in or not? It's only a suffix whether the animal was clawed or not clawed. Maybe he came in, maybe he didn't come in. If he did come in, maybe he was dairus. It sounds like Kulachad Sveika. So the Taz says, no. It's a svek sveka. When one suffik is, maybe there's no shayla b'chlal, and one suffik is, maybe there's what to be done. He says two things. He says that's a svek sveka, and it doesn't have to be mishapach. Usually a svek sveka has to be here's not mishapach. Maybe it clawed, maybe it didn't claw. Even if it did claw, nothing, there's no svek sveka. But he says, shema nichle, shema lay nichles, it's like, maybe there's no shayla at all, maybe there is a shayla, even if there's a shayla, it's only a suffik. So maybe that's what he means. You know, maybe it's a normal gift, but it's not a normal gift. There's nothing to talk about. Even if it's an abnormal gift, maybe it's for other reasons. That's a good psychological shayla. If it wasn't meant for shaychad, but the one received it appears to be shaychad. Well, if it appears to be shaychad, he's now accepted. It says, "Ayim." He's second sad that maybe he got rich this year. So I guess the pshat is the first one is out of prab. Maybe he sends it every year. No, but it means the Dayan knows that he may not have been miskaven. If he wasn't miskaven, the Dayan doesn't realize, you'd be right. But the Dayan is sitting here telling us maybe it wasn't miskaven. The Dayan himself has service. Let's see Siv Gimel. Nagu, this is the old meaning of the Kehilos in Europe. It's in America, it's not Shayach. Nagu lasais lebezdin kupa shapaiskin babin leparnasas bezdin. In the ideal world, the people in a bezdin don't get paid per case. The kihila has a bezdin. There's a kupa that belongs to the kihila. And from there, they are not paid. The magvenoisa mitchilas hashana, a besaifa, once a year they collect. Eimba mishon teres shecha v'teres agra, ki chayv al Yisrael, afarnas dayaneyam v'chachameyam, the kihila is supporting people to be dayanim. Gam yesh nidvus nidavais ayhagdeishais stam leichemehem. There are other stam donations to the kila. They give. One second. Yaisetayv ligvais mitchilas hashana. Yimuchalam k'desh leitztarchu lahachnif oy lahazetayv lishomadim. So sheikh there is, the kila gathers money, and you have one nadvin who gives a gigantic amount to the kupa. So he says it's a hanhaga to avoid problems. In KJ, that's their thing. In KJ, the hechsher is that way. The hechsher, the people don't get paid from the stores. They have a salary a whole year. If they drop a hechsher, they get paid the same. When we started Kehila, we had a disagreement, the Rabbanim that were involved. There were a group of Rabbanim that wanted not take any money from stores. And we'll raise the money from the kehila the way it should be. There were others who felt that the first year you'll get money. What are you going to do 20 years from now? Who's going to give money for Ash? So there are those who felt, myself included, that if we don't collect, we made up, we're going to charge the same amount as the previous Ash, which visited maybe once a month, and we were visiting twice a week. It's more expensive, so we would charge the same. We wouldn't charge more, but... So there was a sort of a disagreement. At the end, it was a bracha, because what ended up happening was that we had at the original meeting 60 rabbanim. You can't run an organization with 60 rabbanim. And it ended up that six of us got together and we said we're just going to do it. And that's when Kila started. But we made up that the workers, the rabbanim, by us, myself included, don't get paid anything. Matter of fact, the first year there was a shortfall, we used to shteltzu to do it. But the rabbanim involved don't get any money for it. And the people who are hired, if they drop a hechsher, so if it's a mashgiach in the store, we guarantee him, if he catches something, we guarantee him another shteller, another job. And if it's the one who goes around, he has a set salary for the year. So it doesn't come from the kehila comes from kehila, from the kashrus organization, which pays. But the point is, the person shouldn't have a loss if he catches them. They catch up with Treifus, and he's going to tell. So why did the yonim take money today? So that is sif dalit kodayin shiyesh of sorry, sif hay and the other sal odayin kol dina b'telem. I keep you in suspense for 7 days. We'll have to see. It's not so double. Ideally, the yonim should not get paid. And ideally, it happened here in Shul that somebody's tayin went to jail, actually. In the middle of the Tyra, he was taken to jail. And he needed someone to come in. I don't like to be in these things, so I took over, I represented him. And when I went, the one against him, so there were three. I mean, it was Eber Leyechad. So I was his buyer, another person's buyer, and then there was a dynamo. So the other side tainted, he pointed at me, he said, he's doing it for free. Not right, I have to pay two people, and you only have to pay one. Like, yeah, that was a tainted, that was his tefillah. So, okay, what should I do? You know, like it's... What? So we're going to talk about pay. We'll get Taka Shver, the matzah today, and that's the...